very heated debate tonight, wasn't it?
I think we expected it to be. I mean, this is something that people get very, very passionate about.
Please take your seats and counsel, please.
It's something that people get very passionate about, so it was bound to be a heated debate. I think it got a bit too personal at times. But I do think that, you know, you have to have this kind of debate because it is about different priorities. I was a little bit disappointed that the Labour Party didn't really justify their own budget. It was more a series of concerted attacks on the government. Well, we agree with them, and they know we agree that the funding formula is unfair. What we wanted to debate was why they made the particular choices they did, and the debate didn't go down that way. It was too defensive.
One of your suggestions was increase the council tax and bring in more income that way, something that on Twitter certainly people have been commenting that maybe they would have liked to have seen. Would that have been a more ideal way forward?
Yes, but we didn't say increase it. We said have a referendum and ask people what they think. And we wanted the council to revert to the policy we followed, which was to say that we would increase council tax, but no more than the rate of inflation each year. I think that's reasonable. People accepted that as being reasonable when we ran the council. So what's different? You know, at these tough times, people would make a contribution.
And clearly there is no ideal outcome, but what is the way forward now?
Well, I'm hoping that some of the proposals that have either come up from us or come up from members of the public in the consultation can get a second hearing. I don't regard this as a sort of forever and a day. We are prevented by bringing the same motions back to council, but we can still have informal discussions with council officers and indeed with cabinet members to see if we can persuade them that actually some of our ideas weren't that bad after all.